Hello and welcome to the Cycling Matters podcast, your weekly dose of discussions about our love for bike.
Bike?
Bike.
Bike!
Yay!
Yeah, napulot so, natin without a third person.
So this podcast is brought to you in cooperation with Ciclo. Hello, I'm Karen.
And I'm Jen.
So in this episode, we'll be talking about beginner mistakes that you can avoid. And by the way, these beginner mistakes are not necessarily limited to just beginners. So with so many people trying their hand at bike commuting, we'll discuss some of the beginner mistakes that we've experienced and even ask our live listeners to contribute their own tips so that we can learn from each other. We're also going to discuss the position paper that we shared at the Senate hearing on bike bills. And we're going to talk a bit about shifting gears PH later. And a few other interesting things. But before everything else, do subscribe to the Cycling Matters podcast on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you can find podcasts. We release new episodes every Monday. Just search Cycling Matters, tap subscribe or follow, and enjoy the discussion. And for those who are listening, as I mentioned earlier, since we'll be talking about beginner mistakes to avoid, if you have any tips or stories to share, do feel free to comment down below in our Facebook Live. We would really love to hear and learn from each other.
Yeah, comment lang kayo. This is a discussion not just between me and Karen, but between everyone else who's watching.
Yes, be part of the discussion. So just before we talk more about things, we'll just sort of recap, because a lot of
marami nangyari, Karen.
There are so many things happening. I can't even keep
it's
track.
It's been a very action-packed, I think, 2 or 3 weeks.
I think it's only been two weeks.
Ba? But it's
yeah, it feels like a month. So
nga, kasi nag-start yung MECQ, right? And that's the first time that we actually got to ride out and see people riding.
Yes. So it feels like a long time, but not really. So earlier we mentioned that we were privileged to have the opportunity to speak at last week's May. Oh my gosh, I don't remember the dates.
I don't know the dates anymore.
But it was a Thursday.
That was Thursday last week.
It was
Thursday.
Speak at last week's public hearing conducted by the Senate Committee on Sustainable Development Goals, Innovations and Future Thinking. So it was our very own Jan Belmonte of Cycling Matters to represent us. And if you want to check out our statement, it's on our Facebook page. So we'll also ask Jan more about like the experience later on during this live episode. Yeah. And recently we also started a campaign called Shifting Gears PH. It's a hashtag that was inspired by the post of Kenneth Abante, who talked about like how his mindset changed from moving cars to moving people. So we figured that, you know, why don't we gather stories from our audience? So we actually have several stories already available.
And if you want to check it out, you can go to www.cyclingmatters.ph/advocacy/shiftinggearsph. If you are going to contribute your own story, when we see it, we'll post namin doon sa page. But also, you can see the posts of other people and take some inspiration from the other experiences that other people have shared.
And if you want to share, just type up your post and then use the hashtag #ShiftingGearsPH. So there are two G's, like shifting
gears.
Shifting gears PH. And make sure your post is set to public so that we can see it, so that everyone else can see it. And you can also tag us so that we can see it more immediately. So we'd really love to hear your stories. It doesn't necessarily have to be about the bicycle, although it would be pretty good because the bicycle is a really good instrument. Because we are Cycling Matters.
Yeah,
I think there's already
that's established.
But, But that's fine. Like, I mean, if you want to share your bike story, that's totally fine. But if you want to share it in general, moving people versus moving cars, like, that's totally great. Yes. Please share so that we can also include you in this campaign.
One thing that we also did in the past 2 or 3 weeks was to build a directory. And we hope you've seen it. If you haven't seen it, you can go to www.cyclingmatters.ph/directory. This is a directory that we're constantly updating. It's a good tool that we want people to use para makita ng mga tao. If I want to buy a bike or any bike-related product, where do I go? So for those of you who need to look or who are trying to look for bike shops near your place or bike shops that cater to that offer a certain brand or situated in a certain location, just go to the directory. You can search there different filtering methods. There's also a map para makita nyo yung kung saan siya located. And I also want to emphasize that the directory is not just for Metro Manila shops and businesses. This is a directory that we want to build for the entire country, for the Philippines. And we already have some entries in the directory of bike shops in Pampanga, in Batangas. And if we can get those bike shops in Visayas and Mindanao, that would be great for everyone. So just go again to www.cyclingmatters.ph/directory. If you are also a bike shop or a bicycle-related business owner, feel free to message us and we will gladly place your business in the directory free of charge.
Yes, we definitely want to support, and we hope that you, our listeners, will support your local bike shops, especially during the time of COVID-19, where a lot of businesses are affected. And yeah, so let's support our local businesses, especially our local bike shops, especially given that bikes are put at the center. So of course we need like our bike shops to be helping us.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We can't bike without supplying bikes.
Right. That's right. So on to our discussion. We'll start with talking about the Senate hearing. So Jan, as our representative who represented us, how did it go? Like I mean, I personally watched you like give your speech.
Right.
So how did it go for you?
The speech that, by the way, we all wrote as a team. Okay. So yeah. I want to make sure I'm giving credit where credit is due. That even if I had so much pressure of reciting the speech, it was a team effort. And yeah, the feeling of yung experience, that was the first time I got to join a Senate hearing. And I think overall, the feeling from that hearing alone was that it was positive. It felt positive. I came out of that hearing optimistic because everyone there was, you know, aligned na talagang kailangan natin i-support yung mga tao, especially our frontliners ngayong panahon na we're in a pandemic and we're going through a very tough time. But also beyond battling the pandemic and getting people to places during a crisis, a lot of it is also, you know, forward-looking and, you know, futures thinking, thinking of plans and ideas on how to make our riding situation and even our transport situation in the country more, you know, more sustainable and more friendly to our commuters, all the Filipinos, especially in the urban areas.
Yes.
Now, definitely. We did present to that. We were invited to that public hearing to present our position paper, right?
Yeah.
And we did highlight a few things there. Okay.
Yeah,
so the first thing.
Maybe you could share them, Jan.
The first thing that we wanted to highlight in our position paper was that the bicycle should become a primary mode of transport. Even in that hearing, yung pagkakatawag pa rin sa bicycle is an alternative mode of transport. And as we mentioned in the position paper, it leaves ambiguity and ambivalence. People think that the bicycle is just there. It's just an option that maybe we can set aside, di ba? But the potential of the bicycle as a sustainable mode of transport and also a resilient mode of transport and very accessible at that, should be makes it worthy of being prioritized as a primary of mode of transport. Now, to our listeners who might be drivers, I mean, I myself drive a car. No, it doesn't mean when we're saying the primary mode of transport, we're not saying that we shouldn't have space for cars, right? Or that we shouldn't have cars at all. Of course, there are a lot of important purposes that cars serve. Like, right? we can't possibly have a world where we don't have ambulances or delivery trucks.
Right? That's right.
Especially now, everyone's indoors, everyone's ordering stuff from online websites, right? Lazada, Shopee. Although there are mga progress that's being made across the world where they're already using cargo bikes to transport cargo and deliveries, a lot of, diba, we can't get rid of trailers and big delivery vans. But what this means, when we say primary mode of transport, is that anywhere you need to go from point A to point B, you should be able and you should be allowed to use a bicycle safely and securely, without risking your life. The next thing, I guess, that we discuss in the position paper is also to establish a set of minimums. Dun I think kasi nagkukulang, we have a lot of suggestions, we have a lot of ideas that we take from other countries or other cities within the country. But it's important for us to, or for the government to set policies that describe minimums in proper detail, because it's easy for certain local governments to just do something, a bare minimum. But when that bare minimum doesn't work out, you end up not solving a problem. You end up spending money on something that won't work out. And these minimums that we proposed hopefully will make cycling more viable and more feasible for different kinds of people.
Hopefully,
yes. One thing we also discussed in the position paper is the need for more data on cycling so we can set goals. This is very interesting because when we checked the MMDA FOI or Freedom Information Database, they have years of data there, and none of the data includes a column of data of how many bikes are there. Bikes on the road. And though I'm not going to say that there's no data at all, there is some data, right? It's important that we have a baseline set of data para alam natin how do we improve the experience for people who are already riding bikes, or how do we make the experience more viable for people who aren't riding their bikes yet, right? You have to make the environment conducive to those who are considering it, and to actually convince them to consider it, other than just meeting the needs of those who already ride. And I think the last thing in our position paper was, one of the more important points was to make end-of-trip facilities available, and also to support bimodal transport, because it's a reality that when we're saying cycling matters, we don't think naman na, oh, it's only everyone should just bike the entire way, diba? I mean, sometimes we go to Zambales, and diba, it helps when you can bring your bike inside the bus, and pag hindi mo na kaya, and that's something that I also do. I bike to a certain place pag sumobrang malala yung ulan, or maybe I have a flat tire. I always have the option to ride a P2P, or maybe put my bike inside a Grab car. Yeah. As privileged as it sounds. And yun yung I think what we tried to voice out in our opportunity at the Senate hearing.
Yeah, actually we have a comment from Rodello Aquino. Hello.
Hi, Rodello.
He said, nice to hear we have representation on Senate hearing from you guys. Yeah, we're actually really privileged to be tapped by the team of Senator Pia Cayetano. That's right.
Yes, yeah, yes.
So
we reached out.
We really took this opportunity to bring forward the concerns of cycling and the importance of pushing for cycling as a primary mode of transport. So obviously you weren't the only one speaking during
yes.
the hearing. There were so many other whether it's advocates, government officials, other groups talking about like cycling and the like. So do you have any other thoughts on what was brought up during the hearing?
During the hearing, there was this one thing that really caught my attention, where it was mentioned that we should have, you know, the person was agreeing about having bicycle lanes, but said that we should just leave EDSA to motorists, which was something to me that was, you know, a bit contentious, because it's weird to hear from a fellow cyclist and also a fellow motorist, because I am a motorist as well. Let's leave the inner roads to the cyclists, but, you know, those big roads, those direct routes, leave them to the cars. That was a bit weird to hear. Aside from that, I think, you know, I spoke towards the latter part already of the hearing, and, you know, I felt like at that point a lot of the ideas were really aligned, and then I did feel that we were repeating them, but yeah. It was very positive, I think, in general. What I think outside of that hearing or after the hearing is a totally different picture.
Well, I also listened in to the hearing, also just like to keep tabs on you, just to support. So I also heard that comment about leaving EDSA to the motorists. I mean, it's an opinion, yeah. So,
yeah.
But then I find it a bit strange, given that I guess because what we, at least, like, you know, like, this is our opinion, okay? But what we push is that, you know, we want cycling to be seen as a primary mode of transport. And okay, I mean, I get, like, you know, from a legal point of view that the EDSA is, you know, a highway, but then that EDSA is a highway, but then but I don't know, like, laws are supposed to be made for the purpose of people, and, you know, sometimes laws can get outdated and or, like, they don't necessarily, like, cater to people's needs anymore. I know, because I'm thinking that, you know, people who are on bikes, people who are pedestrians or commuters, they exert a lot more physical effort than people on cars. Because, I mean, okay, I don't drive, but like, you press the accelerate, what's the thing, and then you, I don't know, like you're already in a, you're already in an environment where it's air conditioned. You can easily maneuver your way to alternative routes. So why is it that cars get the most direct and accessible routes compared to people who take a lot of physical effort to commute? That's just my opinion.
Like, I guess, you know, what, it's a good reminder then, you know. It's also dangerous if we were in that hearing and it was, you know, it was just everyone aligning with each other. Major weird, yon. It's good to hear differing opinions and see and understand how we might, what kind of perspectives we might be missing, what kind of ideas we should be communicating to other people, so that we can hopefully get to a place where we have a common ground. And yun nga, we see eye to eye in how, in the fact sana that bicycles, they exist when we do provide space for bicycles on the road. That helps drivers, that helps cars, because the more bikes there are on the road, the less cars are fighting for your space to drive.
Yeah. But I agree that generally the environment, like, within the hearing was pretty positive, but hopefully it'll translate to outside.
So let's say hi to some of the people who are watching right now. There's Lilac Aves. Hi, Lilac. Win Gaspar. Toby Concepcion. Hi, Toby. Keisha Mayuga from
Bicycles.
Thank you for tuning in. Mike Rojas from Specialized QC. Ayan, mayroon na siyang suggestion, which we'll discuss later, about beginner mistakes. Okay. Sid yes. De La Cruz says, happy World Bicycle Day. Happy World Bicycle Day, Sid. Woo-hoo. Hope you got to ride today. Ma'am Mary Grace Espino says, hello. Rodelo Aquino, El Jean Garcia Aritao. Wow. Thank you, everyone. There's Sai Policarpio. Okay, meron siyang shinare about her experience. And I think that's it for now. We can continue to our next part.
Yeah, so we'll just segue with a bit of a light chat.
Yes.
And I mentioned this earlier. So in case like you weren't there yet, I shared about Shifting Gears PH, which is a campaign for us to talk about like what helped us shift gears like on mindset of from moving cars to moving people. And we've got a lot of your stories, but now is the time where we will share our own shifting gears story. So, Jan, what is your shifting gears PH story?
What is my shifting gears? Alam mo, ganda nung lahat nung ano eh, mahirap actually pumili.
No, no, yours, your own story.
Oh, my story. Oh, nga
yes,
pala.
Share your story. Oh,
well, okay. So my story, shifting gear story. And yeah, I did post the first one for the campaign. And yeah, I started bike commuting in 2017, January 2017. And before that, it took me 3 months to really think about it and plan this whole thing that I was getting into. And nakita ko yung shifting gears page story ni Ekong, Mr. Ekong Caruncho, where he mentioned that he was part of the group that started Bike to Work Pilipinas. And I just want to give a shout out to Sir Ekong and the team. Thank you very much for part of shifting gears. PH story, because literally when I saw the first thing I did when I went home is to search bike to work, bike commuting on Facebook, and lo and behold, I saw the Bike to Work Pilipinas group. I think we ayon. And doon nag-start talaga. I think the frustration was what made me shift my mind. Yung helped me have a mindset shift from the relying on cars. Contrary to what my friends think, I did drive a car. I am a driver. I have a professional driver's license because I used to drive school bus vans for my family.
I would ride sometimes.
So in college, as in, sobrang car-centric yung mindset ko kasi yun yung business namin eh. We had school bus vans. And I always reveal to my friends that, you know, at some point, I had this opinion that, you know, dapat walang motorsiklo at bisikleta sa kalsada kasi this is a place for cars. Sobrang fixed yung mindset ko noon. But, you know, at some point, it stops making sense. Why am I still stuck in traffic? At the end of my college years, I was spending 6 to 8 hours a day in transpo, public transpo. Mix yan. Sasakay yung tricycle, bus, jeep, LRT. And nangyari yun kasi kahit na may school bus, di na ako makasakay dahil umuwi ako late from school.
Yeah.
And yun, nung dumating na sa 2016, sobrang napuno na ako. And thanks to the online community, I was able to prepare for 2 to 3 months researching on the proper bike, researching on what people think, any experience nila of biking to work. And then, nung nagkapera na, I went for it. And it has changed everything. How about you, Karen? What's your shifting gears PH story?
You know, the very funny thing about this is, yeah, because this was actually my idea, the whole shifting gears thing. But I haven't shared anything publicly because I guess I'm so overwhelmed. So every time I try to type something up, I'm just like, baka masyado mahaba. But I guess I'll share a snippet for now.
You should. Practice
yeah, so, yeah, I will share eventually. It's just the. I'm just so overwhelmed by all the stories and I feel so wala lang ang galing ng mga stories na.
Ang ganda nga ng mga stories.
Yeah, so again, like if you would like to share your stories, do use the hashtag shifting gears PH. And don't worry, I will share my story soon
Abangan yan, abangan. Parang yung ano, 100 kilang yung grand fondo
oh
ni
Karen.
Meron ka ng backlog with our audience, Karen.
Oh my, yeah. Okay, you know, in my defense, ang hirap sa quarantine, but I'm working on it. Don't worry. I remember. Okay, so the thing with me is that I think people know me as someone who advocates for, you know, cycling, sustainable mobility, but I wasn't always like that because I grew up in a very sheltered environment. I grew up in a gated community, major elite all-girls Catholic school, so very sheltered environment. So I was always brought by car, as in whether to school, to church, even like walking, kung walking distance of 5 minutes, I will be brought by car. I mean, well, because like there's this like, notion that like it's not safe or like or like oh bawal ka mapawisan baka magkasakit ka. So but I did want to learn how to commute and bike commute, like commute as in take public transport. Like I only started taking public transport when I was junior year in college, so that was pretty late already. And for bike commuting, I only started when I was 24. So for those of you who think it's too late, it's not too late. So, but I did have like, because there were a lot of things that stopped me, even though I wanted to learn. Like, for instance, I was told it wasn't safe. I didn't even know how to go about it, like whether it was how to commute by a public transport or how to bike commute, and I was scared of getting lost and looking foolish. Yeah. So I was also, particularly for bike commuting, I felt like I wasn't fit enough. So I had this misconceived notion that, oh, okay, I'll start biking when I'm fit. Like, and apparently,
yes,
it's, in hindsight, I realized it's very counterproductive.
A beginner mistake would be to push beyond your current fitness, essentially meaning that don't feel pressured to go all out right away. Everyone, like all of us at Cycling Matters, we started out as beginners. Like we weren't completely fit when we started. Like I definitely wasn't. So and the good thing about being on a bicycle is that like you can easily like go to the sidewalk and walk your bike if you get tired. So just the important thing is like ease into it. If you feel like you can't ride every day, that's okay. You can start like, okay, maybe once or twice a week. And then when you feel stronger, you can go. The important thing is to just keep going at it rather than be so focused on doing it all out at once. It's better to have incremental progress. Yes, John, sorry, you were saying
there's really like a proper mix to it, you know? Parang you can't okay, I'm not gonna say you can't, but like it's important to still try to push yourself without pushing too hard. So diba, part of starting as a bike commuter, you need to build endurance, and building endurance is, you know, more effectively done by pushing your limits and trying to go farther incrementally. So when I started, actually, I start now with like a 10-kilometer ride, and then every weekend, tinatry kong i-further kung ano man yung comfortable ako. But syempre, lagi kong inisip sa sarili ko na kung nasaan man ako, kasi bababa ako from Katipunan to Marikina, I have to remember that I have to go back. So I have to save energy for going back home. And part yun ng whole idea of, you know, pushing but not too much.
Yeah. And I think given the quarantine, a lot of people are have been buying indoor trainers. And I think it's a good idea to make yourself physically fit, like for commuting. Like commuting isn't just something that's only done. I mean, physical fitness is very important when you think about commuting. So if you guys have like indoor trainers, it's also a good idea to like get stronger. So do you have any other beginner mistakes in mind,
Jan? Next beginner mistake to avoid is to forget about hydration or nutrition. Marami ako actually nakikita, and I'm not sure if they're beginners, but I see them on the road and they don't have bottle cages on their bikes. And it could just be na nilagay lang nila yung bottle nila sa loob ng bag nila. Marami din gumagawa nun. Actually, may nakita na ako na 1 liter bottle yung nasa bag niya. Talagang sure siya. She really thought about hydration. Okay. Pero mayroong mga tao perhaps that, you know, sometimes we start riding and when we start riding, we still have energy and we have that excitement, the adrenaline, and we think that it's going to be sustainable. I just keep riding and then see what happens. But it's important to make sure that you're hydrated. When you're assessing your route, make sure that, but before you start, of course, you'll be filling your bottle or whatever container you have with water or any sports drink. And then sometimes it would also help if you consider yung ruta mo. Meron ka ba at any point in that route mahihintuan for you to be able to take a break and maybe buy a drink. And this is practical not only to commuters but especially alam to ng mga tao na yung mga cyclists na nag-long ride, di ba? You don't want to be stuck in an area where you can't buy food or drinks. And when we're talking about nutrition, di ba, there's also there things like energy bars, granola bars. Kung mahal, syempre medyo mahal yun, di ba? There we have more affordable options. When I was a beginner, medyo unhealthy siya kasi sugary, pero I really held on to fudgy bars because I would get my, di ba, my sugar fix from that. And talagang when I ride up climbs and nahirapan na umakyat, I take out my fudgy bar. Wow. Hindi to ano, endorsement. Not sponsored. Within a few minutes, I have my energy and I'm on my way and I continue on my way. But I think the most simple nutrition fix that any cyclist knows to use is the banana. And mura lang yan. There are 5 peso, 10 peso, 20 peso bananas that are available. You get your potassium and that helps maintain your pace without spending too much.
Actually, this was mentioned in the comments by Noel Curry. He said, bring a banana. Any potassium might be turned around. So, like what John said, like banana is a very good source.
Saging lang katapat ng tuhod.
And it's cheap. It's found a lot everywhere in the Philippines. And by the way, because what we call like in cycling, what we call like, you know, like if you don't have enough nutrition and then like you start feeling bad, you call it bonking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so and it's possible to bonk this regardless of your training. No? I think that's what you're getting at.
Yes. So it's really important, like even for experienced cyclists, like it does. Wala to sa training, as in you really have to make sure that you're fueled properly, and that doesn't just mean like right before a ride or during a ride, but even like the meals like hours or a day before your ride, it can actually make a difference. Like important to have enough protein, like carbohydrates and the like.
One rule of thumb that I follow personally, and I'm not sure if this is something that others can relate to, mm-hmm. is that once mafeel mo na that your tongue is getting a bit dry, that's the time when you should be taking a sip already. And there's this whole conversation that I've had with Brian where we were trying to compare kung mas maayos ba yung pag-inom, mas mabuti ba yung iinom ka in big gulps and long periods of time. Parang okay, every 30 minutes ka lang iinom, pero pag uminom ka, sobrang dami mong iinomin. Or mas effective ba yung every 5 or 10 minutes you'll take a small sip? And honestly, to me personally, talagang mas effective yung latter. Regular small sips, hindi bibigat yung chan mo, but you're constantly hydrating yourself. Omi Castañar in our comment section says that he brings nilagang saging, choco mucho. Yes, I also use choco mucho. Oral or oral salts, yun yung mga baon niya raw lagi dati sa long rides. And yes, o nga, choco mucho. Sarap.
And Jonah Remundo says in the comments, yes, hydrate to avoid heat exhaustion and heat stroke. That really happens here, especially in a tropical country like the Philippines. So
active transport, we're human beings made of water. Diba? We're like, what, 70% water. And that's something we really need to not forget despite our energy and enthusiasm.
Yeah, but then Omikasanyar also mentions in the comments that it's also hard to overeat in the middle or right before a ride. So hirap po ba siya kapag punong-puno yung chan. So I guess it's like a balance of things. So like what I mentioned, like it's also important to eat well, like in the like the previous meals before your ride, as in like the day before, make sure it's better if you have a good dinner so that like you don't overload yourself on the morning of your ride.
Mm-hmm.
So another beginner mistake that I want to mention, not knowing how to do basic repairs.
And this is rich coming from you. Because you don't know how to do basic repairs. But yes, tell us more about it, guy.
It's still in my cycling resolutions, guys. If you want to see me talk about it, it's on an episode of our podcast. I think our last, the last episode of our last season, I think episode 15. If you want to check me out, like, you know, receipts. That's really my resolution. usually what I end up doing is like when I'm riding with other people, like, they know how to repair.
You know, may benefit ng group ride, di ba?
Yeah. See, but you know, people... I acknowledged that I need to learn how. So, yeah.
So, what kind of basic repairs should beginners know, Karen?
So,
what's on your list?
A drop chain. Hey, pero I did this. I was able to do this by myself in Makili Road.
Okay, good job.
Yeah. What I did was, I have videos saved on YouTube offline. So nice. I was watching how to do it. But yeah, that's something you have to learn, like a drop chain. Kasi hassle.
Fixing a drop chain. Okay. So to those beginners who don't understand what a drop chain is, it's yung pag nag-shift ka ng gear, kung multi-gear yung bike mo, and then, or kanisan nga, malubak pa lang eh, depending on the condition of your bike, biglang malalaglag yung chain mo sa big ring, sa harap. So sometimes we just think that's a simple thing, but we've seen people who don't know how to fix a drop chain, and you can do that by using your hands or using a twig or a stick that's available on the side of the road. I just find that from a nearby tree.
Yeah, because it gets really greasy, as in it really dirties your hand. It's kind of hard to get out, but that time I used my hands because I just needed to put it back. Okay. So another thing is punctures. Knowing, like, for people with tubed tires, is that the right term? Like knowing how to knowing how to change the inner tube, like, of the tire, or like, yeah, so how to deal with punctures, or like sometimes, like, you have the patch repair kit.
Patch kit. Oh.
Yeah. And another thing is, like, what to do with a shifter cable failure. This also attack on myself because this happened to me in Antipolo. Like, my shifter cable snapped. And I was so lucky that our teammate, Dominic, go hello, a shout out to you.
Hey,
so, he was able to make I don't know how to explain it, but I was able to have like a single gear or like two gears lang.
So Phoenix niya to one of the gears yung cable.
Yeah, so that's a good skill to learn. I feel like I need to learn that eventually. Another thing is another issue is a broken chain. I think that happened to you. Like,
yeah, yeah. Oh, and that was very, I was very lucky because we had come from a really long ride. I think it was, I'm not sure if it was Balerion or Zambales, over the weekend. Tapos nung nag-bike commute ako on a Monday, the next day after the weekend, I was casually and very slowly riding along Katipunan Avenue, and then suddenly, pah! Nag-break yung chain ko after what? A 400-kilometer ride? And I was so lucky. And syempre, di ba, ano ba yung magiging solution mo pag nasiraan ka ng chain? Doon napapasok yung utility of having a missing link. And that's not only a bike shop in Eastwood. A missing link is actually a link that you can use to connect your chain so that you can still use it after it breaks. And scary yun, having a broken chain kasi minsan pwede siyang ma-stuck sa drivetrain mo, or pwede siyang ma-stuck sa rear wheel. And, you know, that's something we don't want to happen. But if it happens in a very light situation lang na, yun nga, na-break lang siya and then nakatigil ka kagad, a missing link will become very helpful. And you will have to know how to connect it to your broken chain.
Do you have other beginner mistakes in mind?
Yeah, I think one thing is not being ready for bad weather. And that's something that a lot of people bring up when they're considering or talking about cycling. Like we mentioned in our position paper, our weather conditions here in the Philippines are actually pretty predictable, diba? It's either it's hot or suddenly it rains. And it's always helpful to make, it's always important to bring gear with you that will help you adjust to the weather. And nandiyan yung mga basics, diba? You can bring your kapote or your rain jacket. You can bring things like a plastic bag, or if you can find a bag cover for your bag, that would be great. Shout out to Timbuktu, my bag from Timbuktu. May kasama siya na you just pull out the bag cover from there. And things like, diba, wearing your socks at the right time. If you're able to check the weather before you leave, you can actually predict, okay, if may possibility na mag-ride, na uulan during my ride, maybe I should just wear my socks when I get to work, or bring a different pair of socks. Yeah. It's really up to you. But being ready for bad weather allows you to prepare. And that's the key to really being a consistent daily commuter. You don't have to let the weather stop you from biking. The image in my mind whenever people talk about weather is that when we were children, when I was a child, I liked the idea, and I would always run out of our house. Pag umulan na, I bring my bike out, and you know, wala kaming swimming pool sa bahay, so I'm gonna start running, riding through all of the puddles, and then when it's raining, it's just a happy feeling. Somehow, as you grow old, you forget about the fact that you did that when you were a child. Maybe as you grow old, you think, oh, that's irresponsible, that was childish. But if you were able to do that when you were a child, how is it that you think you can't do that as an adult, where you already have the resources and the wisdom to deal with weather conditions?
Right, yeah. I think another thing, you know, I think all of these are attacks on myself. Like, another beginner mistake is not bringing tools. Oh, wait, no, I bring tools. It's just I don't know how to use them all the time.
Props lang.
No, I think the most basic things that you should bring, like on a commute, especially on a long ride, are a multi-tool, where like you have all of the different kinds of tools. And then a hand pump. so that in case na nasatan ka and then you have to change your inner tube and then repump, like, so that you can at least get home and a patch kit. So that's easily, you can easily fit these in a saddle bag that we can put at the back of your saddle. I always have these. It's just not my thing is I just have to learn how to use, well, the hand pump, I can use that, but then yung mga multi tool na lang.
So Omi Castañar shares a confession. Sabi niya, lagi akong may baong patch kit pero never pa ako nagpa-patch on the spot. Lagi kasi akong may dalang two spare inner tubes, which is a smart thing to do. Maybe Omi, you don't have to bring your patch kits anymore if you already have two spare inner tubes. But I guess if it's a really long ride, no, it's good to have more than one option.
Yeah, it's good to be prepared.
Yes. Medyo hassle din lang kasi talaga mag-patch ng ano yun, parang in my experience when I've tried using a patch kit, after you patch within a few hundred meters or few kilometers, biglang magpa-patch ka ulit. Actually, oo nga pala. Nung nangyari yun, nag-gator skin na ako.
Do you have other stuff, Jan? Other ideas?
Okay. Another beginner mistake to avoid is to not have safety equipment or not, to not invest in safety equipment. And we always get these comments on our whenever we post a photo on our page, laging may magko-comment, wala siyang helmet. Helmet. And that is totally valid, no? So this entire point that I want to make is that if you can afford it, do it. Don't hesitate to buy equipment if you can afford it. And we're talking about rear and front lights. We're talking about a bike bell and, of course, a proper helmet. See, before I share my experience, Sai Policarpio mentioned in our comment section, when I started biking, I thought bike reflectors are enough to make me safe on the road. Hindi pala. And yes, that's exactly my point, no? Syempre, pag may bili tayo ng beginner bike, may kasamang reflector dun sa wheels. Mm-hmm. And you think, na, okay, that's enough. Cars will probably see me. But in most occasions, they don't. And, you know, we can't really blame them because, you know, when you're in a car, you're driving, the tendency is that your vision is straight lang and you're not really noticing what else is happening or going on your sides. No, and it's important to be very visible and to have lights. My experience to share with Sai Policarpio is that nung January 2017, I bought my bike. A week later, I went on a, to me, long ride na yun eh. Parang, oy, today, Saturday, I'm gonna go from Katipunan to Luneta. My longest ride ever. And yung mistake ko was, I thought, okay, magbabike naman ako during the day. That was 3 p.m. I'm probably gonna get back early enough before dumilim. And I didn't want to spend, magkano yung cat eye? 1.4? 1.5? 1.7? Kaya sabi ko, siguro hindi ko muna kailangan. Pag-ipunan ko muna yon or pag talagang okay na ako sa cycling, committed na ako, saka ako bibili ng light. Well, what happened when I got to Luneta is that I enjoyed the ride so much na umikot-ikot pa kami nung friend na kasama ko. Inabutan kami ng dilim. And syempre, first time ko, and so I was trying to ride back as quickly as, not as quickly as I could, but ride back in time for dinner, going back to Katipunan. And then when I was in Liwasang Bonifacio sa Manila, meron pala dong island na hindi ko nakita. I was riding considerably fast. Suddenly, nag-superman ako from my bike onto the ground. And for some reason, my bike was on top of me. It landed straight on top of me. Like, nakaganon pa ako. I don't know how it happened. I don't know the physics of it. But when I stood up and I checked myself using my camera, selfie camera, I had my bruises. I had a wound here. And I got, I think, 4 stitches on my chin. Dito pa siya. And, you know, the end of it, I tried to save 1,500 pesos, but I spent 7,500 on my hospital bills, emergency room. And that was just the biggest beginner mistake that I ever committed. And ngayon, ginagawa ko na, nakikita ko pa lang na humihina na yung front light ko, na parang out of, you know, wear and tear. Palitan ko na agad. We always want to be preventive. when it comes to buying safety equipment. Again, as long as we can afford it. Yeah. How about you, Karen? Karen pa ba? Beginner mistakes.
So don't be afraid to be heard on the street. Just shout, but like what do
bike,
you say?
Bike, bike.
Bike, bike, bike.
Yes.
So, I mean, because we don't always have, like, I mean, I know there's some bikes that like you can attach horns, but in the absence of that, you can, it's important to be heard. Like aside from like, you know, being sometimes like they're really just blind spots for drivers, or you know, you know, sometimes it's just focused on other parts of the road. So don't be afraid to shout, bike, bike, bike. But louder than me.
People might wonder, no, bakit ka sisigaw ng bike, bike, bike? Minsan pag sinisigaw ko yung bike, 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 pag may nadaanan ako, may naisang nadaanan na tricycle, sabi niya, trike, trike, trike! And then, jeep, jeep, jeep! Parang, oh, it was a funny light moment. But the reason why we shout bike, bike, bike is because it lets them know directly na there is a bike coming. Whereas if you just shouted, hoy! Or like, or like, whatever, di ba?
It could be mistaken as, other people just shouting at each other.
Oh, nag-away lang, di ba? At least ito, when you shout, bike, 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 you know, oh, okay, bike, saan?
Yeah, so, I guess just before we end, we can share some of the other beginner mistakes from the comment, our comment section. So, Sid De La Cruz says, usual beginner mistake is braking hard on front brakes.
Yes, important. So, the rule of thumb when we're using your brakes is to apply the 70-30 pressure in ratio ng pressure, meaning you only use 70% of your braking power on your front brakes and 30% on your rear brakes. Now, bakit magkaiba, no? First of all, for your front brakes, you don't want to use the full force kasi tatalsik ka. That's what happened to me. That's sort of like what happened to me, except ako kasi sa island ako tumama eh. Pero parang rin ako nag-break, di ba? Kasi biglang tumigil. But if you suddenly push and clench your brake levers to 100% braking power, you will catapult in front, and then you will become Superman, and then you will, except you are human, and you will have wounds and bruises. Now, but it's still important to still do 70% because the your braking power in front is the more powerful braking power. Parang paulit-ulit yung sabi ko. Mas effective and mas efficient yung pag-brake sa harap. Yung sa balikod naman, do you want to continue?
No.
Sa likod naman, you only use 30% of your braking power because if you brake too hard, your rear wheel will skid. Madudulas yung rear wheel and then you will sort of lose control of your bike, and you also don't want that to happen. Now, when you're doing, pag nagtitimpla tayo ng braking power ng front and rear brakes, you also want to try to balance your body weight. You try to shift your weight forward or backward depending on the braking force that you're applying. One thing that I do is pag may biglang huminto sa harap ko, or like if I see a hazard in front of me, I apply the proper brake pressure power and I shift my weight towards the back, so that I am countering the force of my body, or the inertia ata yun, di ba? I think that's the scientific term. You counter the inertia of your body being thrown forward. And, you know, that's something that you can experiment with when you're using your brakes. Mike Rojas also mentioned...
Wait, sorry, And there are times where like you really have to suddenly brake, but for the most part, I think it's good practice like to be aware of what's happening around you. Like if you can already estimate like, okay, I'm going to brake at this point, try to ease with your braking. I mean, that's what my friends told me. I don't know what you call it, like braking it slowly, like
you modulate.
So that you don't have to do it kaagad agad, like so. There's a term for it. It's so annoying. I can't remember it. But yeah, better to like also notice your surroundings. Like, okay, maybe I'll have to stop at this point. So continuing to what Mike Rojas said. Sorry. Mm.
It's also possible din naman kasi na, you know, relating to what, continuing from what Karen said, if you're not aware of your surroundings and bigla ka may break, if there's a cyclist behind you, di ba? yung cyclist sa likod mo yung magugulat naman. So you really have to know the situation first and then apply the proper braking power. Now continuing, Mike Rojas shares in the comment section, one beginner mistake is doing cross-chaining. For context, Mike Rojas is one of the owners of Specialized Maginhawa, sport or local bike shops. Okay, so cross-chaining is when you're using a big ring in the in your front gears and then using a low gear at the back or the big ring at the back. Okay, so literally it means your chain is naka-cross siya from different sides. And what this does is that it wears down your chain, your cogs, and your chain rings. And if you continue to do cross-chaining, it becomes inefficient. And lumuluwag na yung chain rings, yung chain mo. So don't do a big ring in front and big ring at the back, or don't do small ring in the front and small ring at the back. Those are two ways that you could be doing cross-chaining.
So, last comment from Jonah Raimundo. As a beginner, I thought every bike was the same, but ayun, biking was rather intricate, but interesting. So yeah, there are different kinds of bikes for different purposes. And, like, even me, like personally from the outside, I was like, okay, a bike is a bike. I mean, it is like, It's simple, but there's also like a lot of nuances to it. But of course, like, we don't want to hinder people from getting into it. Like, I mean, essentially, like, a bike can get you around. But then I guess like there's also beauty to like how there are different bikes for different purposes. And sometimes it's like also experimenting like what's best for you. So
yeah. Well, you know, man, diba? Becoming a better cyclist is always a continuous process. Even I myself, despite having already years of experience, minsan mayroon pa ako matututunan about my bike na, uy, mayroon palang small part here that does something. Or, you know, as I ride every day, I learn more about how I can negotiate the traffic situation and make myself safe in different riding conditions. And there's always so much to learn. Definitely, we have so much to learn outside of this podcast episode. And we, to our listeners, we will try to keep producing articles and content. Just go to our website. We already have some beginner articles that you can read up on things like what type of bike will suit you best for your commuting, and also different gear that you need to consider, and so on and so forth. Just go to www.cyclingmatters.ph. If you're looking for something there that you need, questions that you need answers for, feel free to message us and we'll try to see if we can share some information and maybe add something to our website that a lot of people will benefit from.
Right. Okay, great. So again, thank you everyone who tuned in. Happy World Bicycle Day again.
So, Happy World Bicycle Day!
So that ends our episode. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you can find podcasts. Our episodes are the next best thing to riding your bike on a Monday. Just search Cycling Matters on your favorite podcast platform while brewing your morning coffee or tea. Put on some earphones and enjoy the discussion. You can catch more of Cycling Matters on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at cyclingmatters.ph. So thanks so much again for tuning in. We'll catch
everyone
episode of the Cycling Matters podcast. Until then, stay safe and ride safe.
Ride safe, Philippines.
Bye.
Bye.